Kingdom Connection is a community for individuals that desire a greater knowledge of the kingdom of God. Our desire is to build up God's people through the power of God by providing them with sound teachings, mentorship, biblical education programs, and sharpening their knowledge and gift in the Word of God.
Let's get in the very presence of the Lord so that the Holy Spirit can fill this broadcast. God, we thank you. We invite you in. Have your way, Holy Spirit. We invite you in tonight so that the people of God in the kingdom of the Lord will begin to feel your very presence. Oh, God, come, Almighty King, to this broadcast in Jesus' name. Amen.
All exclaiming, indescribable, uncontainable, you place the stars in the sky and you know them by name. You are amazing, God. All powerful, untamable, all shook we fall to our knees as we humbly lightning bolts and tell them where they should go. On the heavenly storehouses laden with snow. Who imagined the sun and gives stars to its light? Yet conceals it to bring us night. None can fathom, indescribable,
uncontainable. You place the stars in the sky and you know them by name.
You are amazing.
You are amazing, God.
All powerful.
All powerful.
You're untamable. people. You see the depth of our heart, and you love us the same. You are amazing, God. You are amazing, God. You are amazing, God. There's no one like you nowhere. You are amazing, God. You're so sweet to us. You're so loyal. You're so faithful. You should have given up on us, but you still love us, oh God. You are amazing, God. You've seen us messed up over and over again. Each and every individual, we've turned our backs to you. But you still loved us the same. As if we were only born again. You loved us while we were in our mess and while we turned our back to you. That's why you are amazing, Dio. You're worthy, oh God. You are the Lion of Judah. You are the Alpha and Omega. Beginning and the end. You are amazing. You're so good. The human mind could not think of words to express how good you are, how big you are. You are amazing, God. I'm gonna sing it one more time. Incomparable, unchangeable. You see the depth of our heart, and you love us the same. You are amazing, God. Come on, put your hands together if you love Him. If you love Him, if you love Him. I want to introduce to you BRL.
Let's get in the now, very presence of the Lord.
Now let's welcome our host, Prophet Evelyn Deer. Good evening, Kingdom family. I want to thank you for tuning into our broadcast tonight. I am your host, Prophet Evelyn Derry, and I am excited about the broadcast that we have for you on tonight. We're going to begin with our broadcast, Help, I'm Hurting, Part 6, and we're going to begin to talk about a topic tonight that's a very, very difficult topic to actually speak on, but it is a very, very necessary topic. As a matter of fact, there's so many people who are dealing with grief. They're dealing with the fact that they have lost a loved one. They're going on home. And oftentimes they will even need some type of mental help. Amen. Sometimes they will need to be referred to a counselor to try to help them to get through the situations that they're going through. And so on tonight, we're going to really tackle this topic tonight, and we pray that you are blessed by it. And listen, you guys can do us a favor. If you're not already following us on Blog Talk Radio, go ahead and subscribe to our page, and it would be a blessing. Also, you'll get the notifications of when we're going to come on, and it would be an awesome, tremendous blessing to you. Also, if you are on here now, you can go ahead and share this broadcast right there from Blog Talk Radio. You can share, let them know that we're on live, you're on here with us, and that they can tune into this broadcast. Especially if they have lost a loved one, they're dealing with grief, they don't really know how to handle it. And so tonight we're going to talk about coping with grief. Amen. And so I'm going to start off talking about grief. And one thing that I'm going to do, I'm going to actually give you a quote from Joel Osteen. And Joel Osteen says, "I think faith is incredibly important because you will become overwhelmed with what's happening and you will have waves of grief. But watch this. But when you turn to your faith, I believe God gives you waves of grace to get through it." Amen. And so one thing about it, if you have God on your side, you will be able to overcome the grief that you're dealing with. You'll be able to overcome every obstacle that you face if you begin to really turn it over to the Lord. And so tonight, as we open up, I want to open up tonight with prayer. I'm praying that God will touch this actual broadcast and that you will be blessed and enhanced as we go forward. Father, we thank you for allowing us the opportunity tonight to actually speak on this very difficult, painful topic of grief. And God, we pray that those who are on here, Father God, that they will be blessed, God, that you will begin to, oh, Father God, open their eyes, open their hearts and their understanding, oh, Father God, that they will be able to receive from you, oh, God. God, we thank you for the knowledge that we are about to obtain. And we thank you, Father God, that we will have strength to endure everything that we're going through. And so on tonight, God, we come. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. And we bless your holy name. We thank you that you're amazing, God. We thank you that there's nobody quite like you. Hallelujah. And we praise you and Shabbat you now in Jesus' name. We still declare and decree it to be so. Father, I ask you to decrease me, that you increase. Let your word come forth, oh God, with power and intensity in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, we're going to take a look at a scripture on tonight. The scripture will be coming from 1 Thessalonians, all right, 1 Thessalonians starting at verse 4, and then 1 Thessalonians 4, 13 through 14. If you're on here, just go ahead. You can also post this on your Facebook page, 1 Thessalonians 4. 13 through 14, and it says, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope." Verse 14 says, "For if we believe that Christ Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus," hallelujah, "God will bring him." Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Listen, I'm going to let you know that even though your loved ones are gone on, amen, glory to God, I want to let you know is that God is going to comfort you. He's letting you know right now that you could take comfort, that even those who are already dead and buried, guess what? They won't, amen, glory to God, be in a dark any longer. It's not a dark place for them if they're in the Lord. They're going on to a better place. They're secure there. And listen, it even says that since Jesus died and broke loose from the grave, God will, watch this, most certainly bring back to life those who died in Christ Jesus. And so if your loved one died in Christ Jesus, let me let you know this right now, that you will see them again. If your loved one, amen, hallelujah, knew the Lord, you don't even have to worry because you're going to see them again. It's going to take some incredible faith. You're going to have to believe it. But guess what? You will see your loved ones again. All right. So one thing I want to let you know, that you don't have to worry about dealing with grief alone if you're in the Lord. If you're in the Lord, God will be your help. He will be your comforter. He will be able to help you through this difficult time. Grief is a process. It's not an overnight thing. And so if you're actually dealing with grief, you can't expect grief to go away in one day. Oh, my goodness. I wish somebody would get that tonight. Amen. So as you begin to deal with grief, you're going to experience some things. Amen. Because you lost something that's been there with you. Sometimes the person has been there with you your whole lifetime. Sometimes they've been there with you for many years. Amen. Glory to God. But regardless to the amount of time, that they've been there, amen, glory to God, it's still a hurt, amen. So if you have, amen, glory to God, hallelujah, if you have a loved one that's going on, it's going to be a process. You have to go through the process of grief. Grief is not going to be something that is going to be easy. It's going to be difficult. You need to understand that today, that if you're dealing with grief, it is going to take time to repair from the hurt. It's going to take time for you to prepare yourself, your heart, to be able to deal with the loss that you are experiencing. Another thing I want to let you know that grief is very, very difficult even for some people to talk about. There are people who walk around every day on a daily basis and they will not, amen, hallelujah, watch this, they will not talk about the topic. As a matter of fact, they say, this is way too much for me. This topic is way too much. I cannot deal with it. So what they do, they try to push it aside. But one thing I want to let you know, that you can't handle what you do not confront. So you're going to have to confront it head on and understand that you have to begin to deal with it. Amen. You're going to have to deal with the loss. You're going to have to deal with the fact that there are some people that are going to leave you. Even in this life, as long as you're living, there are going to be some people that are going to have to leave because, amen, glory to God, we already know that everybody that's born, so everyone that's born, they're born for a season, amen, glory to God. So I want to let you know tonight that when we are in this life, we already know when we're born in. As a matter of fact, amen, glory to God, the word tells us that we need to rejoice when the people are leaving. We have it kind of backwards because we love our loved ones and we want them to stay here forever with us. But guess what? Amen, glory to God. We're supposed to actually weep when they come into the world, because when they come into the world, they're born into sin and shaped into iniquity. And so when they hit the earth realm, amen, glory to God, from out of, amen, glory to God, the other realm, guess what? Amen, there's the time then that you should be what? You should be weeping, because number one, amen, glory to God, that loved one, amen, glory to God, is coming in through all of these things. They're coming in into a grief situation. They're coming into a situation that could be very, very difficult. So when you're dealing with this tonight, I want to let you know, amen, glory to God, that you have to acknowledge. You have to deal with the change. When you actually experience the loss, there's going to be a change in your life. There's going to be a change, amen. Everything around you is about to change when you're actually dealing with grief. When you're dealing with your regular routines are going to change. So things that you used to do, amen, is all changing. For instance, if you were one that was a caregiver for a loved one that's been sick a very, very long time, one thing that's going to happen is you're going to look up and you're going to want to take care of that loved one. You're going to want to, you know, go over there. You're going to want to do all of the things that you were doing before they left here. But you have to understand now things have changed, and so now you don't have to do that anymore. So sometimes it's a hard thing when you're having to rearrange your life to the fact that now whatever you were doing for them beforehand, you no longer have to do that anymore. That's a huge change in routine, all right? So here's some of the issues that you will have to deal with in the midst of grief, okay? So one of the things that you'll have to deal with in the midst of grief, number one, is a role change. So what am I saying? If you are married and you lose your spouse, then your role has been changed. So no longer are you, watch this, no longer are you a wife, or no longer are you a husband, but now you are a widow or a widower. So your status has changed, your role has changed, your identity has changed. So when people normally see husbands and wives, they're looking for their husband or they're looking for their wife because they're so used to seeing them all the time, but now they're only seeing one. So where you used to be two, now it's one. Even in the midst of you having children, sometimes people will begin to look for you. You know, they recognize your child, and they say, man, I recognize so-and-so's child right there. And they don't see that child, so they begin to say, my goodness, what happened? Well, there is an identity change. So there's a status change, there's a role change, and there's an identity change, amen? And another thing that may have to happen, there may have to be some downsizing. So number one, there can be a role change. Number two, an identity change. Number three, a status change, downsizing, which means that I have to now downsize. You know what? When you lose a spouse or you lose a loved one, you may have to actually get a smaller home. You may actually have to get a different vehicle. You may have to go without all of these things because it was two actual incomes coming in. So you've gone from two incomes to now one income. And so when you're dealing with grief, you have to deal with the fact that there's going to be some downsizing. Not only is there going to be downsizing, but another thing I want to look at tonight is number five, that you may have to move out of your house. You may have to sell your house. You might have to go through sometimes people go through foreclosures. Other times you may have to go through succession, which means that the property has to be sold and you have to divide everything. And listen, you know what? When people die, things get messy. You start to see stuff in your family that you've never seen before. You start to see character of people that you've never seen change before. And you're like, my goodness, what happened? It seemed like everybody fighting over the simplest things. People fighting over pots and fighting over pans and who's going to get to stay in the house and who's going to get the car and who's going to do this and that. And even families begin to fall out during the time of what? Grief. Because that grief has caused some things to change in their mindset. And so when everybody is dealing with their grief, you have to understand that everybody's coping in a different way. So the way you cope with a problem, guess what? That's not the way somebody else is going to cope with a problem. So you have to begin to deal with the problem head on the way you would deal with the problem. And so you know what? I might deal with my grief one way, and you may actually deal with it another way. So we can't just say, oh, they're grieving, and they're acting crazy, and they're acting out. Well, you don't know. Guess what? There are some people who deal with grief by putting a smile on their face. There are some people who have to cry. There are some people who want to hit something, who want to punch something. Everybody deals with grief in a different way. And so you have to learn how to adapt to the changes and understand that, you know what, I'm going to have to talk to my family member because I'm recognizing that my family member may not deal with the grief the way I deal with the grief, amen? And you have to also recognize that everybody is not going to have discipline over their behavior because you may be in the Lord, and the way you handle something in the Lord may be some way, amen, but the way they handle it might not be the way you're handling it because they're not in the Lord. So they don't understand, they don't have any hope, amen, glory to God. They don't have that consolation to know, amen, glory to God, that one day you're going to see that loved one again. So everybody that's dealing with grief, they're going to deal with grief in a different way. And you need to face that. You need to face that reality that everybody is not going to deal with things the same way. The next thing is number six, you're going to have to learn how to do new activities without your loved ones. Can you imagine that for the last 6 years, 7 years, you've been going on a family vacation with this loved one, and you've been going, or you guys go to church every Sunday, whatever it is that you do with each other, now you have to learn how to do those activities without these persons. That's another thing that can cause you to feel down in your spirit or feel like you can't make it because these are things that you used to always go and do with that loved one. And so now you're going to have to make some necessary changes and learn how to do the new activities without your loved ones, without the one that you love. Amen. Number seven is you're going to understand, right? And you're going to have to understand, amen, glory to God, that you must go on. You know what? That's one of the biggest things that I think people have an issue with. One of the biggest things when people are dealing with grief that they have to deal with is the fact that I've got to go on. I have to go on living my life, even though I love my family member. I have to go on. I have to continue on. And so that's one of the things that you're going to have to deal with when you're dealing with grief. Oh, grief can be so painful, amen, glory to God. And a lot of times people are not really knowing how to deal with this emotion that has come in. Now, I want to talk to you for a few moments about the stages of grief, the stages of grief. So the first stage of grief, I want you guys, if you're on Periscope, begin to put up number one, amen, glory to God. If you're on Blog Talk Radio, amen, glory to God, hallelujah. Yes, it is very, very painful, Smiley. It is very, very painful. And one thing that you're going to have to recognize is the fact that there is, amen, glory to God, there's something that's happening. Number one, amen, hallelujah, number one, there's disbelief. And so when you first find out about the loss of your loved one, you're like, oh, no way. There's a numbness that comes. Amen. There's a deep sadness. There's despair. All of these emotions are kicking in. Amen. Glory to God. So number one, you're going to have to deal with disbelief. I don't believe. Amen. Glory to God. You know what? There are even people say, show me where they lay at. Amen. Glory to God. I want you to come on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know what? When I was younger, I had to deal with the fact that my grandmother had passed away, and one of the biggest things that really hit me, I had just left her house. I was just helping her with some things, amen? And so in my mind, I told myself that my grandmother was still in, that she was still in the hospital, and that I was going to go and see her. Come on, y'all. Amen, glory to God. So everybody deals with things differently. So, amen, as you begin to look at this tonight, one of the first things that you're going to go through is a disbelief or a denial. You're going to deny the fact, amen, glory to God, that your loved one is gone. You're going to deny. You're going to say, you know what, there's no way this could have happened. And even sometimes it's so hard till it doesn't really hit you with that powerful bang, and then watch when it hits you, when you're standing before that coffin. Amen. Glory to God. And if you didn't even have that, because sometimes people don't even have that. They don't have the opportunity to stand before the coffin and, you know, glory to God, and to look at the shell that's there. Because guess what? That's not your loved one there. Amen. Glory to God. That's only a shell. And so some people still, even though they have it right there, yes, it hurts very, very bad, Jamal's world. Amen. Glory. It hurts bad. So you begin to see, amen, glory to God, you begin to see this person there. And you're saying, amen, I know this cannot be. And you know what else makes it unreal to you? Because they don't look like themselves. Can I tell you this, that once the person's essence leaves their body, they don't even look the same. Come on. Amen. It's something about your smile. It's something about your demeanor when you're in the land of the living that gives you life. Amen. Their colors change. That's exactly right. So you'll begin to see a color change that happens to their bodies. Amen. And also, they don't look like themselves, because what gave them that life? And especially if you never really saw them when they were sleeping. And then, hallelujah. So you're now having to face the fact that something has changed, and this is very, very difficult to you. Can you understand what it means to be numb? When I'm numb, I don't know what emotion to, you know, I don't know what emotion to feel right now. I don't know, amen, glory to God, how I'm supposed to feel right now. You know what? This is the reason why we're doing this tonight, Jamal, is the fact that, amen, glory to God, number one, that a lot of people, amen, they are not even trying to talk about these difficult topics that, yes, I'm saved, but I'm hurting. Come on, glory to God. I'm saved, but my heart is aching. Amen. I'm saved, but I'm going through the grief, and I'm going through the despair. Amen. Hallelujah. Of my loved one leaving. Thank you for sharing. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so one thing that you're going to see here is that when you're dealing with that despair, amen, glory to God, there's a numbness, amen, a deep sadness that overtakes you, and sometimes you don't know how to deal with it. And if you're dealing with a young boy, or amen, glory to God, a young girl, see, sometimes as a youngster, a young boy, and then it's your father, and now that role that father played in your life has been taken, and so you're trying to find somebody else that can fit that role, but nobody can ever take the place of your mother. Nobody can ever take the place of your father. Nobody can take the place of your mentor. Nobody can take the place of your pastor. Nobody can take the, whatever role they played that role, amen, glory to God, for a specific reason, amen. And so you want to make sure that when you're dealing with that grief, and you're dealing with that sadness, and you're dealing with that despair, that you have somebody, amen, that you could talk to. And so sometimes, amen, glory to God, hallelujah, I want to let you know, sometimes, amen, amen, glory to God, you think that you can replace them, but you can't. Somebody said, like a replacement, amen. That's right, nobody can replace them. And I think that sometimes people try so hard to replace your loved one. I tell them, baby, you can't. Listen, nobody can replace my grandmother, amen. Hallelujah. I sat down, amen, and as I begin to deal with this, some of y'all are going to be helped tonight, because this is not a topic that everybody want to talk about. But we're going to talk, and we're going to deal with it tonight, because as a Christian, I'm saved, but I'm struggling in this area. I'm saved, amen, glory to God, but I don't know how to channel my emotions, amen, hallelujah. I'm saved, but I have these issues going on concerning the matter, and I'm trying to find out, amen, glory to God. And then, listen, when we talk about the disbelief thing, amen, one thing I want to let you know about this disbelief thing is the fact that, amen, glory to God, I know this not happening to me right now. Come on. This is not, you know, it's not timely for me. Amen. Glory to God. And I don't understand why this has to happen right now to me. And you know what, God? Amen. Glory to God. This unreal. That's the word. It's unreal. I'm sad about it. Amen. Glory to God. I have so many different emotions that are going on. Amen. Glory to God. And you know what? Some days are harder than other days, but yet I'm saved. Come on. Glory to God. Yet, amen, I'm in the Word of God, amen, but I'm hurting right now. This is why we're here tonight. Help, I'm hurting. I got a hurt here, a deep hurt, amen, glory to God. I'm trying to cope with it. I can't talk to my leader. I can't talk to my pastor. I can't talk to my family member. I've seen people, amen, glory to God, and they're barely able to sit up at the funeral. They can't even sit up, amen. Thank you for sharing on Twitter. Listen, if you're on Periscope, share on Facebook, share on Twitter so somebody can come on, amen, glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you tonight, amen. As you begin to share, you guys are going to begin to see that there are more people than just you that need to hear this message, amen. They are saved, but they're struggling. They're saved, but they're dealing with this situation that has caused them so much pain, amen. Hallelujah. Listen, I'm telling you, when I talk about people I've seen in the past, amen, glory to God, can I tell you that I was one of those people? I'm standing there, and I'm like, oh, this is unreal. I'm a baby. I don't know how to deal with this. I don't know how to deal with seeing my father. You know, come on, Dad, get up. Amen. Glory to God. Get up. This can't be real. Daddy, why you ain't talking to me? Daddy, why? Come on, Lord, I need you to talk to me. And so all of these emotions and stuff like that is going on, and you're not really knowing how to handle it. So stage one of grief is disbelief. Amen. Hallelujah. Number two, the second stage to this, amen, hallelujah, amen, the second stage to this, number two, is displeasure. Now, amen, when I say displeasure, let me just put it all on the line for you, amen. I'm angry. I'm mad. I don't know what. I can't understand. Why is it that my loved one is gone, amen? I'm feeling dismayed, amen. I'm ready to knock somebody out. Come on. I got a rage going on, all kind of things going. I want to know why. Who did it? Especially if it's something that happened, amen, glory to God, your loved one was taken away tragically. And so all of a sudden, you're trying to, amen, glory to God, hallelujah, yes, it should be somebody else. That's the first thing you're thinking. You're saying, you know what, this should be somebody else. Why it had to happen to my family, amen, glory to God. Come on, glory to God. Why it had to happen, amen, glory to God, to this family? Why it couldn't happen to somebody else? And so that's one of the things that you begin to think, and you're not pleased with this situation, and you're saying, God, you gave them to me only to take them from me, God. You gave them to me only, amen, glory to God, to take and snatch them out of my life, and I can't understand this. So you're angry, and sometimes you get angry with God. You don't know how many people that I've met that's angry with God. They're saying, I don't believe in God. God took my mama. I don't believe in God. God took my daddy. I don't believe. Come on, glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't believe in God because, amen, God took my loved one. But one thing I want to let you know tonight, you have to understand that God loves your family members more, amen, glory to God. And God, amen, glory to God, gave your loved one, amen, to you or gave you to your loved one, amen, hallelujah. And because it's his in the beginning, oh, my God, I wish somebody can understand that, amen, hallelujah, that we belong to God in the beginning. And only thing we did, is we actually had them on loan, amen. So guess what? He can do whatever he needs to do. But what about this? When you begin to get angry because you feel like somebody didn't respond when they should have responded. Oh, if you would have just picked up that phone. Oh, if, you know, all of these things are going to begin to come into play even as we begin to talk about the things, amen, that are coming up, amen, hallelujah. And so when we look at part three, that's where it's going to kick in. Now, number three, somebody go ahead. If you're on Periscope, put up number three, amen, for me, amen. Glory to God, hallelujah. We don't understand. That's right, hallelujah, all the time. That's right, we have to leave the earth. So we are born here, amen, but we don't want to understand it because, number one, amen, we don't want our loved ones to ever leave, and we don't want to ever leave, amen, glory to God, but we have to understand that's just the way it is, even back, amen, glory to God, to the fact that we had to die because of the Garden of Eden and all of the things that happened. Amen. So now we have to understand that we are born, but we don't even know our day. You know what? If anybody on here would know the actual day and time that they will leave here, then they might live their life any kind of way. Listen, they'll live a ragged life. Come on. Glory to God. They'll live any kind of way, and then at the last minute, they'll try to accept God. At the last minute, they'll go and say, oh, God, here I am. Yeah, I know I'm about to leave in a couple of weeks. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you, Prophetess Kimberly. Amen. Glory to God. So you begin to say, oh, God, you know, I'm about to leave. I'm about to check out. So guess what? Since I'm about to leave and check out, then I might as well get my life together today. But it doesn't operate like that. You have to live every day. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because you have to live it right. You have to live a righteous life before God, because you never know the day or the hour, hallelujah, in which God is going to come back. Amen. So you have to live your life every day on purpose in the right perspective. Amen. Thank you, Prophetess Kimberly, for inviting a follow. So, you have to, amen, glory to God, you have to live your life on a daily basis, amen, glory to God, knowing that, amen, glory to God, at the end of this thing, come on, glory to God, hallelujah, then you're going to have to give an account for everything, amen, glory to God, that you have to do, hallelujah. That's why we need to make sure that we are right with our Lord, come on, and Savior before we go. And you know what, if you have a loved one, amen, glory to God, you're absolutely right. You know what, if you have a loved one that's actually dying, amen, one of the things that you should be doing to them, amen, you should be talking to them and encouraging them to give their life over to Christ, amen, hallelujah. And even if they're not about to check out, you need to be getting to talk to all of your family members and let them know how important it is to live their life on purpose for God every day, and it will make everything that you go through a lot less stressful. You will be able to go through it because you know that God is yet in control. Amen. Hallelujah. Put up number 3 for me, for those of you who are here. Amen. Hallelujah. And you know what? I thank God because I did get an opportunity. Amen. I got an opportunity when I was coming up. I got an opportunity to pray the sinner's prayer with my uncle. Now my uncle, he had done some things, amen, hallelujah, in his past. But guess what? Because I knew that his time was near, hallelujah, I said, God, give me the words to say to him in the timing that I could say it in. Amen. Glory to God. That's right. We have to be examples to them. Amen. Hallelujah. The truth, 78. You're absolutely right. Amen. Hallelujah. I believe my father, amen, is, hallelujah, yes. So you have to, amen, glory to God, you have to continue to talk to him, Prophetess Kimberly. Talk to him as much as you can, amen, hallelujah. Now, let me tell you this, amen, hallelujah, number 3, amen, hallelujah. Go ahead and put up number 3, hallelujah. This is the next thing that I want to tell you. This is the stages of grief. The first is disbelief, amen, displeasure, and number 3 is going to be deals, amen. And so what happens is, amen, when you first find out that your loved one is gone, you start making deals. You start saying, you know what, you start bargaining. You start saying, God, this can't be true. Amen, glory to God. And if it is true, God, I just can't accept it. But Lord, if you could just change this situation for me right now, if you could just bring them back for me right now, it would be okay. And you start negotiating. Amen. Glory to God. You start negotiating. Amen. Glory to God. And this is the thing. You want to make sure that you're negotiating everything that you have going on. Amen. Glory to God. For those of you who are on here, you can go over to our Block Talk Radio, and you'll be able to talk back to me in a few minutes. Amen. After I go over these 7, in order for you to catch the last part, what all of this stuff leads to, then you're going to have to go over because we're going to actually cut out. Amen. So you're going to have to go over. That number is being posted. And when I get to number 7, and then we're going to go over. We want you to come over to Block Talk. We're actually extending this to you, but we want you to come to Block Talk so that you could talk to us. Amen. Hallelujah. And so number 3 is that you start making bargains. You start making deals. You start saying, you know what, you start even asking yourself, what if I would have been there, you know, if I would have just got there a little bit earlier, you know what, if I could have just been there a little more timely, you know what, amen, glory to God, if I wouldn't have never went to the other place, whatever it is, you start playing all of these things, and another thing you start having to deal with, you start negotiating, you start saying, I should have spent more time with my loved one. I should have been there before them because I knew they were sick and I knew they were down, but I was too afraid. Do you know that there are some people who are afraid? They're afraid to actually go to the hospital. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God bless you. Thank you for being here. Amen. Glory to God. And come back. If you're not following me, click on the Paraman and follow me on Periscope. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But listen, So if you are actually dealing with this thing, and then one thing I want to let you know, that there are some people who cannot even go to the hospital. So they can know that their loved one is in a hospital. They can know that their loved one may not live much longer, but they cannot deal with seeing them on a machine. They can't deal with seeing them in a hospital setting, so they don't even go and they don't even go and show up. Amen, glory to God. And so what happens to them, amen, is the fact that that stuff starts replaying in their heads, amen, and they start saying, man, if only I could have just spent a little more time with them. If only I could have done so many other things. So you begin to have to deal with, amen, glory to God, the fact that you didn't do what you were supposed to do. You don't know how many people be paying a funeral home up because they know they didn't do everything that they were. They're not crying because they miss the person as much as they're crying because they're, amen, glory to God, they're in remorse for the things that they didn't do. And so they're just over there. I mean, look, my goodness, they're crying louder than everybody else. Amen, glory to God. They're acting like they're mourning, but they're not actually mourning. Amen. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. What if I don't feel like that? Amen. Everybody don't feel the same. That's why when you begin to, listen, let me tell you, you have one, two, we have seven different things, amen, and it can come in different intervals, amen. So, amen, glory to God. So you're saying, what if you don't feel like going to the hospital or you don't feel like you haven't done everything you're supposed to do? Some people may not go into the sequence of this, but you actually will go through the deals and the negotiation and the bargaining, and you say, God, if you could just bring them back, and then glory to God, all of these things that you start saying. So it might not go in the same order, amen, but it will go in an order, all right? Hallelujah. Number four, amen, so we talked about disbelief, displeasure, deals, depression. Now, depression comes on, amen, glory to God, hallelujah, I feel like he's gone, amen, glory to God, though he's still alive. Oh, okay, amen, glory to God. You know what? Because sometimes, you know, I was thinking about this earlier when I was preparing, amen, glory to God, and I think about the fact that there are some people who are walking dead. Now, you probably don't want to hear this either, but I'm going to tell you anyway. And so what I mean by people who are walking dead, people who are alcoholics, they're on drugs, amen, glory to God, or they're so down and out that they just lock themselves off and seclude themselves from everybody. And so it appears as if they're already going already because they're already beginning to deal with the process, or they feel like, you know what, I've just given up and I've just thrown in the towel, amen, glory to God. And so what happens is now you have actually begin to feel what they're feeling, amen. So that's also a form of you dealing with the fact that they're depressed. They're depressed about their situation. Amen. Glory to God. Pastor preached it last night. Well, look at God. Amen. Glory to God. And so you know what? They're dealing with their situation. They're dealing with all of the things that they're going through. Amen. Glory to God. And let me say something. When you're going through this thing, amen, glory to God, and you're dealing with this person who has just literally, amen, glory to God, they've given up on life. They're like walking around dead, amen. They don't care about anything else, amen. They're depressed and all that. You're dealing with all of these situations, and now you're saying, God, I don't know what's going on with them. I don't know how I'm going to overcome it, but you're going to overcome it because, amen, you're supposed to overcome it, amen. We are all overcomers in Christ Jesus, hallelujah. Now, number four is dealing with depression. Just know that you may go through the depressed stage, amen, glory to God. And number five is, amen, glory to God, dealing with the hurt of it all, amen. Hallelujah. I love him, but I'm done emotionless. Yes, my goodness, amen. Sometimes you may have to understand that you may have to deal with the emotional aspect of it, and the emotional aspect may mean that you have become, that's that numbness we talked about in the beginning, amen. So you get numb to the pain and the hurt, amen, glory to God, numb to the emotional side of it, and now you're having to deal with some other things, hallelujah. So number five is dealing with the hurt. So now you're going to have to deal with the hurt. So we've gone through the disbelief, the displeasure, the deals, the negotiating, the bargaining, the depression, and now we have to deal with the hurt. Dealing with the hurt is a process, and so when you're dealing with the hurt, it can take some time as you're experiencing it. Amen. Glory to God. Hello from first time from Alabama. God bless you. Amen. If you're on here, remember to tap that screen, show some hard love, share it on Facebook, share it on Twitter so others can hear this, because this is a topic that a lot of people need to hear. Now, I want to let you know that we will be back on at 11 p.m. for prayer. Amen. You're going to talk directly to me. I know I'm in a different atmosphere right now, but come back at 11. You're going to be face-to-face with me. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you for those who are starting to tap that screen, sharing. Amen. God bless you. I appreciate it. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, so you have to deal with the hurt. Amen. That means, amen, even the hard parts, you have to ask yourself the hard questions. Why is this hurting me so bad? Is it hurting me so bad out of guilt? Is it hurting me so bad out of shame? Is it hurting me so bad because I lost my loved one? You know, and so you could begin to deal with it then. Sometimes it could be either one of those. It could be the mere fact that I love them and I didn't want them to leave me. I don't even know how I'm going to make it through this, amen, glory to God. And so you're going to have to begin to deal with all of those situations and all of those issues, because if you don't, it's going to begin to eat at you in such a major way. All right, number six, I want to tell you whoever's speaking right here, and I heard somebody say that right now they're dealing with some pain, but I want to let you know, number six, don't act out of anger. Now, that's easier said than done, and when I say that acting out of anger, you go and say something to somebody that you can't take back. Listen, words that you speak out of your mouth, you cannot go back and snatch them back, because once they're out, they're already out there, amen, glory to God, and they're going to begin to do what? They're going to begin to, amen, glory to God, stand. So when you say something, amen, glory to God, hello, hello, amen, from Philip, Ghana, God bless you, amen, glory to God, surrender all to God, thank you for doing it. Amen. So you have this hurt that you're dealing with, amen, and now I want to tell you, don't act out of anger. Don't go, amen, and snatch somebody, amen, glory to God, up because you're having to deal with it, amen, glory to God. Don't hit somebody, don't knock them down, amen, glory to God. Don't go take a house because you're mad, amen. You angry with everybody, you angry with the whole world, amen. Don't seclude yourself and lock yourself away, all these things. And so you don't want to go through those emotions where you're acting out, because you know what I'm talking about, because sometimes people go to doing all kind of crazy stuff because they say, I just got to hit somebody, amen, glory to God, because I'm dealing with this hurt, I'm dealing with this pain, and somebody got to pay for this, amen, hallelujah. So that's one of the things that they begin to do, they act out of anger. So number six is don't act out of anger. Number seven, amen, glory to God, if you're on here, we're about to go over directly to Block Talk Radio. So if you're on here, remember, go ahead and you're going to put the number up. Come to Block Talk Radio so you can talk directly with me, and we're going to actually go back over to fully just Block Talk, amen. Hallelujah. Number seven, amen, glory to God, is acceptance or acknowledgement. Okay, so eventually you're going to have to accept the fact that your loved one has left, amen. Eventually, you're going to have to accept the fact, amen, glory to God, that you have to go on with your life. Eventually, you're going to have to acknowledge the fact that this is real. This is not pretend. This is not something that's made up, amen, but this is the real deal. My loved one is really not here. It hurts me. I'm angry about it. I can't understand why this is happening to me. Whatever it is, you have to begin to truly accept it, and as you accept it, you will be able to walk in the fullness of God, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because you know what? If you got all of these weights and baggages on you, you will not be able to make it. Amen. Hallelujah. You'll always be weighed down. So I want to let you know that there are different things that you're going to have to deal with. And tonight we're talking about grief. And remember, you guys, amen, thank you for those hearts going up. Amen. Glory to God. I am Prophet Evelyn Jerry. For those of you who are on Periscope, we are still on Block Talk Radio as well. Amen. For all of those of you who are on here right now, amen, glory to God, on Periscope, I'm Prophet Evelyn Derry. I'm the founder of Evelyn Derry Ministries in Bossier City, Louisiana. Amen, glory to God. Also, I'm the senior pastor of Impact Fire Ministries. Follow me right here. Click on the pyramid if you're not following me. Follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Amen, glory to God. And we will be back at 11 p.m. Central Standard Time. God bless you. Hallelujah. For those of you who are still here, amen, glory to God, thank you for still being here on Block Talk Radio. Thank you so much for still being here. Right now, we're going to continue on. I want to just talk for a few moments, amen, glory to God, about some of the things that can happen when you're hurting, amen, glory to God. And we're going to talk about 10 things that happen when you're dealing with grief and you're coping with grief, and some of these things will show up in your life. Number one, you will deal with oftentimes overeating, binge eating, all right? So the reason why I have them differently, and the first one I put is overeating. And so you just start overeating for no reason. You're eating out of your frustrations, and you're upset about everything that's going on. And so that's the reason why you're overeating, because you're trying to deal with your grief. And I'm telling you, emotional eaters, they have a hard time in life, because then they start picking up all kind of weight because they're eating when they're eating not because they're hungry, they're eating because they're upset. Amen. So you're gonna have to begin to deal with that. Number two is avoidance. People will begin to avoid their family members, their friends. They avoid everyone because, number one, amen, glory to God, they just say, you know what, I don't want to talk to nobody. I don't want to have anybody around me. I deal with this all by myself. I don't want to have to leave, you know, the house. I don't want to do any of that. I'm going to stay to myself, amen. What I'm talking about, number three, is binge eating. Binge eating is when you just go on a binge. You sit there, you eat a whole gallon of ice cream. You're eating a whole thing of chips or whatever, and you just keep doing it all day long. You're just eating, overeating until you make yourself sick. So you might go on a binge eating thing. Amen. Glory to God. Number four is that you're actually in denial. You're in denial. You don't believe it. Even though you saw the coffin, you say, I see the coffin. That ain't my loved one in there. That's somebody else. They're just going on vacation. You're still in denial of the loss, all right? Number five is that you may go through emotional breakdown. Some people get panic attacks, anxiety attacks. All of those things happen to them because they're dealing with the grief. Number six is that they may start having drug use. And so they're dealing with the drugs to try to cope with the loss, but the drugs only make matters worse and only complicate things and makes it a whole lot harder because once you get on those drugs, it's hard to come off. So you don't want to use any type of drugs. Number seven is alcohol use. Okay, so people that are dealing with grief, oftentimes they try to drink their sorrows away. So they just drink. There was a guy... Les Brown said that he was dealing with this guy and he was trying to get a job and Rock would always get drunk. And he said he would drink while he was on a broadcast. He couldn't stop drinking. He said if he would have asked me to go get some more, I would have went down some more. But he actually got drunk and was falling out drunk. And then, hallelujah. So sometimes when people are trying to deal with their loss, they would drink. So you don't want to actually deal with that drinking side either because it's hard to get delivered from that as well. Number eight is nervous breakdowns. Amen. Glory to God. You have a nerve. You know, it's different from having a nervous breakdown is when you're real, real nervous and you know what, you're feeling really, really down. So that's another thing that could happen to you. You could be really nervous, antsy. All of those things are happening to you. Number nine is fear of going outside the house. There are a lot of people, actually, after they lose a loved one, especially if it was a tragic situation, they often lock themselves in the house and feel like if they go out the house, the same thing may happen to them. And so they don't come outside because they're having to deal with that. Number 10, some type of phobia. Any type of phobia will develop because of the fact of the loss. So you have to begin to deal with those actual losses and understand that if you truly want to be delivered from that, you're going to have a peace in your heart and knowing that God is yet in control. Amen. Glory to God. As I begin to really study on tonight, another thing I begin to look at is that we're all human. Amen. And when Abraham had to deal with the grief over Sarah, I want you to look at this scripture when you get a chance, Genesis 23:2. You know, he really loved his wife. You know, he mourned his wife. When his wife died, he began to cry. He wept for her. Amen. Hallelujah. And I want to let you know, yes, he was a faith-filled leader. He had a tender heart. He cared about people. He stood on his wife's side. He was an awesome husband. But when he lost his wife, amen, he went through a serious loss, and so he had to deal with it. And so some of you on here, you may be saying, you know what, I'm in the Lord, but this is still difficult for me, amen. So in Genesis 23:2, it says, and Sarah died at Kiriath Arba. It says, amen, that is Hebron in the land of Canaan. And Abraham went in to mourn for Sarah and to weep for her. Amen. This is, you know, this is difficult. Yes, you're saved, and glory to God, and yes, you love the Lord, but you still have, you know, the desire, amen, glory to God, to see your loved ones remain with you. None of us want to see any of our loved ones. You can never prepare yourself for death. There are people who can see their loved ones just fading away, but they cannot deal with death until death actually happens. They cannot deal with it, amen, glory to God, and even when it happens, sometimes they find it difficult to deal with. And the scripture that I gave in the beginning is when Paul begins to remind us, he says, I do not want you to be, amen, uninformed, brothers, amen, hallelujah, about those who are asleep, that, amen, you may not grieve as others do, come on, who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose, come on, even though, amen, hallelujah, even through Jesus, rather, hallelujah, God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep, amen? And so you know that when you are in Christ and your loved one is in Christ, you're going to see him again. Yes, you are going to mourn, amen, glory to God. According to Matthew 5:4, it says, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted, amen, glory to God, hallelujah. So God is going to give you the strength to endure it, but you're going to have to make it through it, amen, hallelujah. I tell you, this has been, amen, just an awesome, awesome thing, amen, glory to God, to be able to tackle such a difficult topic tonight, amen, hallelujah. Also, in Job 2:13, it says, amen, glory to God, and they sat with him, amen, glory to God, on the ground 7 days and 7 nights, amen, glory to God, and no one spoke a word to him, for they saw that his grief was very great. Sometimes, amen, when you're dealing with loss, amen, you're going to have to be silent, amen, glory to God, during the time of grieving, because you may say the wrong things, amen, glory to God. And so here's a situation with Job, amen, hallelujah. His friends came, they came to comfort him, but they decided that the best way to comfort him was not to say anything, amen, glory to God, because they saw that his suffering was so great, and they saw that everything that he lost was so great, amen. And you probably saying, why didn't they say anything? They could have encouraged him. They could have said anything, but sometimes it's the worst thing in the world to actually say something to somebody, because especially if you go up to somebody, you tell them, I know how you feel. No, you don't know how they feel. I can honestly say that everybody feels differently about, amen, their situation. So you can't walk up to somebody and say, I know how you feel. Another thing, when somebody is grieving, one of the worst things that you, and this is a guy I learned this from, amen, glory to God, a while back, amen, glory to God, his name was Brother Albert Bentley, and he said, you don't walk up to somebody, amen, glory to God, that is grieving, and you walk up to them and you say, oh, by the way, amen, hallelujah, how are you doing? And we all make that mistake when we walk up to people. We ask them how they're doing. That's the worst thing that you can ask them during the time of grief is how they're doing, because we already know that they're going through a difficult situation. We already know that they're going through a trying time. We already know that it's not easy. But when we begin to ask them that, it can really, really, truly upset them. Amen? Hallelujah. I know this one went a little longer than the other nights. Amen? Because I had a lot of information to cover. But right now, if you're on here, press 1 to speak to the host. We're going to go to a quick commercial break, and we will be right back to answer your questions. God bless you.
To sow into this great work, you can go to www.impactfireministries.com or mail in your donation to P.O. Box 6323, Bossier City, Louisiana, 71112. Call us at 318-562-3500 for more information.
Thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Connections with Prophet Evelyn Derry, where you're being empowered to prosper. We want you to know that you can always go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Evelyn Derry Ministries to listen to today's show or any of our previous shows. Remember to like and follow Evelyn Derry Ministries on Facebook, Twitter, Periscope, and YouTube.
Amen, amen. Welcome back, everyone. We want to thank God for you tonight. Amen. Glory to God. We have had an awesome topic, and we're excited about the things of God. And we pray that you have been blessed. For those of you who are listening to Blog Talk Radio, now we are specifically Blog Talk Radio. Earlier, we were actually Blog Talk and Periscope. And we thank God for those followers that we have on Periscope. Amen. And also the followers that we have on Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. We thank God for each and every one of you. Right now, We're going to begin to actually have any questions or comments that you guys may have, and you can press 1 to speak to the host. I'm going to ask, do we have anybody that's on here with any comments or questions tonight?
Caller ending in.
Hey, mine. Good evening. Well, I was truly blessed by the word on tonight that was given concerning grief and, you know, just the different things you began to talk about. I was kind of waiting on the broadness of it. I was waiting on you to hit some other areas in specific, because so many things begin to go off as a light bulb when you begin to talk about grief. And one scripture that came to mind is, do not grieve the Holy Spirit. So even with the word grieve being used in that scripture, it speaks volume that grief, that feeling of sorrow, that feeling of pity, it comes in so many different areas and so many different categories. And I looked at so many things that you had said, and you have grief in unemployment. You have the grief of not having money. You have the grief of things not going the way you think they should go in your life. But whatever way that grief is applied, it allows you to go into a depressed state. So you can look at grief in so many different areas on tonight. And the prayer that can also come forth from what you've given on tonight is, Lord, don't allow me to be in a griefful spot in my life, no matter what area it is. Don't allow me to be walking in grief if I am walking in grief. So it's just so many things that I can go on and on, but I'm not going to really go into depth. But it was just so many light bulbs going off about the word grief in general, the definition of grief. It applies to so many different things. And the one thing that we normally think about that it applies to, you know what I'm saying, when we first hear the word grief, we look at death. We look at those things, but we don't look at how we can be walking in grief in other areas of our lives and not even know it. And so on tonight, it just really kind of made you, it just really opened up the mindset of, Lord, don't allow me to walk in grief about finances. Don't allow me to walk in grief about anything that may be going on that I cannot handle. But you give me the strength so that I will not be walking in grief. But on tonight, the word was a true blessing. It opened up so many different things, and I was truly blessed by it. Amen.
Amen, amen. We want to thank God tonight. Hallelujah, glory to God. And I'm going to let you know that I want to let you know tonight that I'm excited about the things of God. And also I wanted to let you know that when you do think about grief, the first thing you think about is death. You think about the fact that there needs to be some healing over the process. And it is a huge topic, as a matter of fact. In the mental health alone, amen, glory to God, they actually deal with several cases of grief. They deal with several, and as a matter of fact, grief, despair, all of those things can be kind of linked up together, amen, glory to God. And so I'm glad that you actually were able to receive the fact that you could be grieved in so many different ways, amen. And so, but the one that we wanted to help the people with tonight, amen, we want to help the people who are struggling with recovery. And even though, you know what, another thing that you can have grief of is watching your loved one die. Amen. There's even some grief counselors that go in to the nursing homes and the facilities when people are terminally ill. So there are several different areas that you can actually cover on this particular topic, and so I'm glad that you are able to receive that tonight. I'm telling you, it's such an awesome, awesomely difficult topic, because a lot of times people do not want to, they don't want to have to deal with it, okay? So tonight we were basically dealing with the grief, which is the deep sorrow, and that deep sorrow, especially tonight we were looking at with someone's death. But we already know that there can be misery, there could be sadness, there could be anguish, there could be pain and distress, amen, glory to God. And sometimes we go through all of these different things where you're feeling like, woe's me. You see the suffering, you see the affliction, you see the torment, all of these different things that come. And then Also, another form of grief is trouble or annoyance. So you may be irritated or vexed because of your bills, or vexed because of a person, or bothered because of a person. Amen. And so sometimes we need 3 or 4 weeks. I mean, I spent a whole hour here tonight, but I'm pretty sure. And sometimes you need a long time to go over everyone, or you have to break it down in grief part one, grief part two, three. So I'm glad you actually pointed that out, and thank you so much for being here tonight and opening up to speak to us. Amen. We're excited about that tonight. God bless you. Amen.
Do we have any other callers
with
you tonight?
Okay.
We have Dave from Pennsylvania. Today, since I was on Peer Culture again, and I want you to know that you helped me so much. I was truly in denial about the death of my mother.
Oh, wow. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I could tell you that this is one of the seasons, amen, glory to God, that we've been hearing so much about the death of people. I mean, people have lost their loved ones. I don't know. Maybe it's just in my life, but I've heard almost my news feed on my Facebook and my Twitter. We've been hearing so many people that are leaving here, and it just really gets us to the point where we understand that we need to get our lives in order and get our houses in order, our spiritual houses in order. Amen. Glory to God. And so I'm praying, amen, even for you tonight, that God will help you with those afflictions that you may be actually going through while you're mourning the loss of your loved one and you're feeling that despair, that bereavement time is happening. In the Bible, it talks about lamenting, amen. And so during that time of lamenting, you have to begin to deal with the fact that, you know, I'm in a sorrowful place, amen. I'm weeping, I'm crying. And sometimes even sobbing, crying, you know, wailing, moaning. So the Bible begins to deal with lamenting, amen. And so and even as you're going through your time of lamenting, you're going through that grief time, amen, glory to God, then we pray that you will be blessed, amen. And so right now I'm going to lift you up, and that was Jay, right? Amen. Father, we thank you. We lift up Jay, and God, we thank you, Lord, for allowing him to be in the right place and the right position on tonight, that he was able, Father God, to hear the word of God and to move in it, God. We thank you, Father God, for strength. We thank you, oh God, right now for everything that you're doing and more. And God, we thank you, Lord, that as we begin to really, truly look at ourselves, oh God, and examine, oh Father God, the cases and the areas, oh Father God, in which we experience loss, God, we thank you tonight, God, that your power, oh God, will begin to move like never before. And we thank you, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank you. We're excited about what God is doing tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, come on and bless them. Do we have anything else in queue tonight?
Hallelujah. We
also have Sarah from Washington.
Sarah, you're on the line. Go ahead. Death is not easy to deal with, but it's great to have people around you who understand what you are going through. It truly helps. God bless your ministry.
Amen. Amen. Sometimes the fact about it is that you don't even understand it, and then people don't understand what you're going through, and they tend to say, oh, just get over it. I've heard people tell people that all the time, just get over yourself, get over it. But they don't know how much time it's going to take, and I'm talking about the process tonight and the process in which you need to go through and to be able to overcome the loss of your loved one, amen. And so tonight we're truly blessed that we are able to go over this topic, and I pray that, Sarah, you continue to listen in. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We appreciate you tonight, and thank you for sharing. Amen. Hallelujah.
And anyone else? We have Pamela from Texas, and Pamela says, great soap. The topic you are on with is truth. I will be joining you again.
Amen. Well, you know what? Excited about God. I thank God for allowing us to get on here, and I'm telling you, we've been breaking this down into chunks. And on next week, amen, we're going to begin to deal with shock. And shock is going to be that's a big one there, amen, because there's a lot of things that can shock you. So we're going to begin to talk about that on next. And I'm excited to see what God is doing with this help I'm hurting. Because it's really been a tremendous thing. And when God gives you 8 parts to something, you know that it needs to be dealt with. Every part of it needs to be dealt with. And I thank God for allowing us to actually be able to deal with it. And so on next week, we're going to deal with dealing with shock, and part 8 is life after trauma. And so I'm excited about what God is doing in this season. I pray that everybody's been blessed. Anybody else?
We do have people on. Once again, thank God.
Amen. Yeah, you guys don't be shy. Come on, talk back to us. We're excited about you being here. Amen. Hallelujah.
To us, come on in. You know, glory to God. We thank God for you. We're happy that you're here tonight, and we give him all the praise, glory, and honor for your life. Amen. And so on tonight, I just want to introduce someone who's in here with me. Amen. Glory to God. Did you have any notes tonight? Were you blessed in tonight? Miss Candy Benefield, all the way from Shreveport, Louisiana.
Amen. I'm always blessed in the presence of the Lord and to be in the presence of the wisdom and knowledge that flows. I wanted to say, when you were talking about peace tonight, it made me think about some of the things that I know that have happened with different people. Everyone handles the grief process differently. But one thing that I've noticed that goes on a lot, is when a family member passes, people get mad with God,
mm-hmm.
and they turn their back on him. They, you know, they don't want anything to do with God anymore. They don't have any faith. You know, then you have some that are in denial that God took their family member. I'm not mad at God, but yet you don't pray, you don't go to church, you don't do anything. So you are obviously mad. Something's wrong. You know, you just dismiss yourself from everything else. You don't want to deal with anything that has to do with God. But you wake up every day, and he's giving you that breath in your body, but you don't want anything to do with it.
Mm.
It's a lie. So, I mean, I know family, when my grandmother died, I know some family members that got extremely upset, and the first thing they said, God, why you took her from us?
Mm-hmm.
And seeing a lot of things, how he's put out over the past 2 years, you are mad with God. And that's not the way to be. You know, God took her for a reason. I mean, we're off the beat here in a comical state, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a lot of things on tonight. It made me think about the number one thing, that people would just come out of the denial phase,
mm-hmm.
and admit, I'm mad, I'm angry. I think during the time of grief, whatever it may be, it's okay to admit that you're mad. It's okay to admit that you don't understand. You know, that's why we should pray and ask God for understanding. But it was a lot that I took from tonight. And I also know that everybody, you know, deals with stuff quite differently. Some people don't cry. Some people don't say anything. Some people will give you that smile. They'll say smile for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll follow them when they break. You know, they pop. So it's just a lot. But I was blessed on tonight.
Amen. Thank you so much for sharing that tonight. Hallelujah. And I know I can actually relate. There are a lot of things that go on. You find out the true colors of people, you know, during the time of grief, and you find out so many different things. And even in your own life, you find out things about yourself that you're dealing with when you're dealing with those deep hurts and wounds that may be running through you. Amen. Glory to God. So you have to be delivered from it and be able to move on. Hallelujah. Well, we're excited tonight. I thank God for Brother Michael, Sarah, and Jay, and also, I mean, glory to God, Sister Candy for, you know, actually giving us feedback on tonight. And remember, you guys that are on here, thank you to all my family members, I mean, friends who are actually starting to tune in. I want to thank you guys for being here. I pray that it's something that we say here tonight that's been a blessing to you. If so, make sure you go ahead and share on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, wherever you have to share it. Get the word out there so that people can get out and listen to the broadcast. Amen. Tonight we're going to close out with prayer, and then glory to God, and we'll be back at 11 p.m. Central Standard Time tonight. We're going to pray and intercede and get the word. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, that you are our rock, you are our strength, God. God, we thank you, Father God, that everything, oh, Father God, that you do, oh, God, hallelujah, Jesus, Father God, that you know what's best for us, God. And, Father, we ask you right now, Father God, to heal the hurting people, God, those that have deep hurt, oh, Father God. God, we ask you right now to comfort them, God, as we pray tonight, God. We pray, God, that you will continue, oh, God, hallelujah, Jesus, to, oh, Father God, to open them up to receive, that there will be healed, delivered, and set free from the hurt, oh, God, that they may be feeling, God. God, we pray right now that you, oh, Father God, will heal them from feeling angry, Lord, that they won't walk in resentment, oh, God, and animosity, God. God, we pray right now in the name of Jesus, God, that you will give them hope, oh, Father God, to look towards tomorrow, God, that you will strengthen them, oh, Father God, to make things easy, oh, God, even in the midst of difficult times and difficult situations, God. God, we thank you, Lord, God, that even though they will never stop, oh, Father God, missing their loved ones, God, you will give them hope, God, to continue to go on with their lives, oh, God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, God, that they will hold them, their loved ones, close to their heart, oh, God, and recognize, God, hallelujah, they're gone but not forgotten, God. We thank you, Lord, God, hallelujah, that you will help them right now to be able, Father God, to be strengthened in this time, hallelujah, of grief and despair. We give you glory, we give you honor, and we praise you now in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, praise God, everyone. Glory to God. God bless you guys. Thank you so much for being here. It has been an awesome, tremendous broadcast. We will be back on next week. Guess what? Guess what time? Just come right on in here next week. We'll be on here at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Amen. Glory to God. And it's on Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Can't wait to hear from you. You guys continue to be blessed. Have an awesome, tremendous, magnificent night. God blessings to you. Have a good night. Amen.